Now, if you watch any TV shows or movies that have a dramatic hospital scene, you see a lot of details at play. Everything from what treatments are given to equipment to how actors portray suffering from an illness or injury.
But do filmmakers get those details right? Our next guest is there to help out. Dr. Jonathan Kohler is a pediatric surgeon at UW Health. He also consults on TV shows and movies to make sure that it's medically accurate. Dr. Kohler, welcome to Central Time.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, when you were watching TV and movies as a doctor, what kind of things were you seeing when it came to how your profession was portrayed?
Well, you know, I trained in Seattle at the University of Washington, which is ostensibly the Grey's Anatomy program. And I remember looking around, that was sort of right around the time that Grey's Anatomy was, you know, the number one TV show, and looking around and saying that this is not my life. You know, they're outside the hospital in daylight, and there's a lot more canoodling going on than I was seeing in our hospital. But more importantly, you know, that I felt like TV could be doing a better job to show people what it meant to go to the hospital.
So what kind of things did you see them getting wrong when it came to that, the medical stuff and the procedural stuff?
Yeah, so my far and away least favorite thing to see is, and you see it all the time if you start looking on television, is, you know, a young, pretty actor has a cardiac arrest, and about 20 minutes later, they're sitting up in bed with a little, what we call nasal cannula. It's a little, like, oxygen tube that goes in the nose, and they're talking, and they're cheery, and they're happy, and I think that sort of thing sets really bad expectations for patients about what happens if, you know, someone in their own family is critically ill and goes to the hospital, and then they go in and they see, oh, they're on a ventilator, they're kind of puffy, they have IV bags surrounding them, they're not able to communicate, and I think that sort of expectation is where television can be really helpful, and where it can also be potentially harmful. Just making sure that people have valid expectations about what it's going to look like if they themselves have to go to the hospital.
So, how did you get involved in working on TV shows and movies?
Well, I started, from a very early age, I was fascinated by theater. I did a lot of theater growing up. And then when I got to medical school, it became increasingly clear that it's going to be hard to do things that depended on being in the same place every night for a set period of time. So I started experimenting more with film and really found it to be really satisfying to produce on my own. But then, obviously, you know, in medicine, it's hard to even find time to do that sort of thing. So I got really interested in just being part of the storytelling and the way that films get made. And I got a master's degree in health communication while I was doing some research work in Boston. And through that program, got put in touch with a group at the University of Southern California that was doing consults for film and TV writers. And then that was sort of one-off questions, you know, how many lungs does a person have type thing. So it was sort of a human Google search. But then through that, ended up becoming connected with a writer who was developing a pilot. And, you know, at that point, it was a one-sentence pitch, and we built it out into a script that then got shot in Toronto. And it ended up not getting filmed, but that writer became my son's godfather, and I met 200 people who dispersed to other shows. And then I was sort of I was on a list.
And so when you are brought in, could you come in at any stage from pilot to, or writing that initial script to actually you're on set as they're filming?
Yeah, I do everything. So a lot of what I do is via email, helping a lot around pilot season, and then a lot with sort of individual episodes. So, you know, a show that is not necessarily a medical show has a medical plot line, and they just need to sort of some help getting it realistic. We do that, and it's usually you can do it with a phone call and some emails back and forth. And then if, you know, we're shooting a full-on medical scene, oftentimes I'll go to the set and be on set and sort of make sure that all the visual details are correct, and then I can help the actors understand how to portray illness and how to portray being a doctor.
Is there ever a battle between, you know, the desire to make this dramatic or make sure we have a good line of sight to our attractive acting person versus the medical reality?
All the time. And I think that one of the things that we do particularly well is that I think, you know, I came up in in narrative. I came up in drama and in film, and have always really appreciated that. And so I understand what writers want to do. And I understand the constraints that they're facing. And so, you know, if they come back to me and say, like, there's just no way that we can portray this disease taking 3 weeks, like it has to happen over 3 days, like, usually we can figure out a way to make that realistic. So if they come to me and say, you know, I say, like, maybe we just need a different disease, something that accomplishes what you want to do, but it happens over 3 days instead of 3 weeks. And we find compromises that way. But, you know, there are definitely times when I'll sort of draw a line and say, look, this, what you want to do is just not realistic. And in my experience, you know, if someone's gone through the trouble of hiring you to come there and tell them what it is and is not realistic, then they listen and you just come up with something better.
Is there a scene that you've been involved in that you feel particularly proud of, that this really told the story in a good way and told people what the reality was like in a medical setting?
Well, I mean, there's a bunch of pilots that I've done that I feel like it's just tragic that they never made it to air because they were so cool. Recently I did this movie with up in Toronto called A Family Man, and I was really proud of that film. I got involved sort of in the late script stage when they were trying to think of a way to have they basically came and said they have a kid that they need to have some sort of cancer and needs to progress, and then they need sort of a revolutionary therapy for it, and then that therapy needs to fail, and there needs to be a really tense moment trying to figure out, well, is this kid going to live or die, and then ideally we want to get him out of it at the end. And there was a new therapy kind of just reported at that time called CAR T-cell therapy, which is basically where you take T-cells, immune cells from a patient, take them out of the patient, transform them to attack a cancer, and then re-inject them back in. And at that point it was, you know, two case reports, and we wrote the script around that. I helped the writer, Bill Dubuque, do that. And then we told the story of this kid getting this revolutionary therapy. And around the time that the film actually came out earlier this summer, that therapy got approved and is now looking like it's going to be an incredible therapy for leukemia and lymphoma, which is really cool to sort of have anticipated.
Wow.
A big new development in cancer therapy, and it was really satisfying to be on set for that. I was there for 2 weeks, you know, just standing next to the director, this guy Mark Williams, for 2 weeks, just sort of tweaking every medical scene. And we tried to tell a bunch of medical stories for the medical people. So if you look at the monitors in that movie, you'll see that we're really telling a story with the vital signs of the patient. We can sort of give you a hint that trouble's coming, and then we also have all these IV poles and IV pumps around him, and you can see as he gets sicker there's more and more, and then as he gets better fewer and fewer of them around him. And it's fun to sort of tell little stories on the inside of the story with tricks like that.
As we wrap up, Dr. Kohler, I'm tempted to ask about, you know, something that gets it really wrong so I can snark about it, but I'll go the other way. Is there a show or movie that you weren't involved in that you watch and say, yeah, they really do a good job?
You know, I think that season one of Scrubs, the Christmas episode, gets medicine as right as anything I've ever seen. And I think that show is hugely influential among doctors. I think we all recognize that it captures, with comedy and with sort of outlandish situations, the reality of what it means to be a doctor better than most any other show I've ever seen. I mean, the other one I think is MASH. You know, I mean, like, that's an untouchable legend in medical TV that I think we'll never see anything that good again.
Dr. Kohler, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Real pleasure.
Dr. Jonathan Kohler is a pediatric surgeon at UW Health. He also consults on TV shows and movies to make sure they get all the medical details right.